George,
mm-hmm.
Just a moment.
Yeah.
George Reedy on 90.
President,
yeah.
Want to be positive about this. Bundy has sent me the statement with a number of small changes in it. Peace, change the disarmament. A more peaceful world, change the effective control of arms. He's added a line saying that you instructed Mr. Foster to set forth our plans for the procedures necessary to...
Call me. Wait a minute. Wait a minute here. Just call me now when you won't talk to me. I'm busy. Don't you tie it up.
I want to be sure that you have seen
this.
That's
what I'm trying to stop with the Kennedy people, butting in here.
Yes, sir.
Haven't I told you all that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, now go back to the thought where I was before I got interrupted. I'm trying to follow you, but somebody busted in a door just like it. Where?
Right, sir. Bundy sent me the statement with the changes. In which he changed peace to disarmament, a more peaceful world to effective control of arms, and one or two other very minor changes. I wanted to be sure that you had seen that before I called Geneva.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but go on and call him and get it out. I don't think it's worth a damn, but go ahead. That's
okay,
all right,
sir.
Now, George, you get some sign before you issue any statement in my name or any speech in my name that I have approved something. And don't ever issue anything over 2 hours in advance anymore. You've accommodated all these folks and ruined me, every one of them. That none of them thank you and none of them appreciate that you gave it to Saturday. But I read every story this morning, and practically every one, the whole story was written on the changes we made in a speech that I had not approved and had not clipped and was issued without my knowledge. Without a damn thing, and you have no right to issue anything that I don't approve of.
That's why I'm calling you direct on
that, sir. All
right,
okay, but you ought to have done it last Saturday.
I will call you direct.
I'm getting ready to issue your speech that you have not seen and is okay.
I'm calling you direct.
Don't do it anymore and tell these reporters that they damn sure didn't play fair with you, that you gave it to them Saturday, and they wrote the whole story on change, and next time you don't have to give it to them at all.
Okay, sir.
All you do is serve their convenience. I don't give a piss whether I get in the afternoon paper or not. I couldn't care less. And anyway, if you can't give it to them at 8 o'clock and get in the afternoon paper, I don't know what the hell they're doing. Why do they go up there? They could every damn one file their story. And all you had to do is hand it to them when they got on the plane Sunday, Monday morning. But just like you did, and every one of them had it and wrote their stories, but wrote the story about the dumbbell trick we pulled, about we have to bury Goldwater. And then also read the speeches very carefully, and if there's anything can be interpreted as hitting at Goldwater, call it to my attention.
Okay, sir.